We had lots of excitement before the escaped lion was herded into a vacant store and Charcoal ran the cage truck up to the door. The sheriff, Doc, and Charcoal drew straws to decide who would have the dangerous job of going into the storeroom and closing the door of the lion's cage. The sheriff drew the short straw, and the job is his. Tonight we find Sonny, Buddy, and Betty gathered outside the house car as Sonny says...
Listen, Buddy. What's that noise? Why, it sounds like somebody's sick or hurt.
Yes, it's inside the house car. Come on, boys. Let's hurry and see who it is.
All right, Betty.
Come on, Buddy.
Why, look. It's the sheriff. Here he is lying on Dad's bed. He seems to be in terrible pain. What's the matter, Sheriff?
Oh, it's my stomach. Oh, it's terrible. It must be something I ate.
Yeah, maybe it's something you ate for supper.
What did you eat for supper, Sheriff?
Nothing hardly, except some macaroni and cheese and some cucumbers and maybe a little ham and cabbage.
And didn't I see you eating some bananas a little while ago?
Oh, well, I only ate about 6 or 7 bananas. That ought not to hurt me.
Well, what'd you have to drink, Sheriff?
Oh, well, I had about 3 cups of coffee with my supper, and the fellow gave me a few glasses of apple cider a few minutes ago.
Oh.
Good night. Macaroni and cheese, cucumbers, ham and cabbage.
6 or 7 bananas and 3 cups of coffee.
You say nothing of a few glasses of apple cider. Why, it's a wonder you aren't dead eating such a mixture.
Oh, I think I will be dead in a few minutes.
Say, there's Dad outside. I'll tell him the sheriff is sick and perhaps he can give him something to ease his pain.
Dad.
No, Buddy. Don't say nothing to Doc about me being sick.
Dad, the sheriff is terribly sick. You better come in and see if you can do anything for him.
Sick, eh? What seems to be the matter with him?
Well, he's eaten nearly everything in town. I guess that's what's wrong with
him. No, Buddy, that's not what's wrong with the sheriff. It's the short straw he drew that made him sick, not what he ate. Well, I saw him in the restaurant a few minutes ago, and all he had was an egg sandwich and a glass of milk. You come on, Buddy. I'll show you how to cure the sheriff.
Well, Dad, you'd better hurry. The sheriff's getting worse.
What do we do, Dad? He seems to be suffering terribly.
Well, I'll cure him right now. Just watch me. Well, Sheriff, it's all over. We've got the lion in the cage, and we've got the door locked securely, and everybody is safe.
Think you have? You say you got him in the cage and the door is locked? Well, you took an awful chance of not having me there to direct things. Who put the lion in the cage and who locked the door?
Well, he was already in the cage, eating the meat that Charcoal threw in. So Buddy and I climbed on top of the cage, and Charcoal pulled the truck just far enough away from the door so that we could close it. And before the lion knew what was happening, we slammed the cage door.
And Dad was waiting beside the cage, and when we slammed the door shut, he threw the catch, and Mr. Lion was safe once more.
Well, how do you feel now, Sheriff?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. All my pain seems to be gone. Just the talking to you folks kind of made me forget I was sick, I reckon.
Well, I thought maybe you swallowed the short straw you drew.
Now, you're poking fun at me. Well, I'll just go out and tell the folks that we got the lion locked up again. They won't rest easy till they get the news officially from me.
Let's listen to him and see what he says. I bet it'll be good.
Yeah, folks, I got him back in the cage, so there ain't no more danger. I sure am glad I was here, else I don't know what would have happened to the people in this here town with a wild animal running loose. Yeah, if you have any more trouble of any kind while I'm here, just call on Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom. And right here now, I want to tell you, if you have any physical ailments, you want to take a few doses of Dr. Lee Grease Tonic and Toner. You can't beat it, folks. And you can't beat our little singers, Rastus and Sambo. Let's have a song right now to kind of ease our minds and make us forget our troubles. Sambo, suppose you sing that one called A Happy Little Eyeful.
Oh, you mean the cheerful little earful?
That's it. Let's go with it.
There's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And the cheerful little earful is the well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down with the cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play, it's a sad phrase. what the public get praise. But as a pet phrase, it'll do-do-do. Poo-paroo it, soft and coo it. Make me happy, you can do it. With a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. There's a cheerful little earful. Gosh, I miss it, something fearful. And the cheerful little earful is well-known I love you. Stocks can go down, business slow down, but the milk and honey flow down. With a cheerful little earful of the well-known I love you. In every play it's a sad phrase, what the public can praise. But as a pet phrase, it'll do-do-do. Poo-paroo it, soft and coo it. Make me happy, you can do it. With a careful little earful of the well-known I love you.
Who is that solvent-looking gentleman speculating up and down with the gold obstacle?
Why, don't you organize him?
Why, no, I don't organize him. Why, I ain't never been induced to him.
Why, I franchise you don't organize him. Why, man, he's the most confiscated man in our whole diaphragm. He's the new pastor of our church. Hey, what's the matter with Chargo today, Sam? Old man, he sure do look sick about something.
Boy, he is sick. Didn't you hear what happened to Chargo last night?
No, what happened to him?
Well, he was in a little friendly card game with another black boy. And when the time come for the winner to declare his hand, Chargo said, I win. I got 4 aces. The other colored boy said, oh, no, you don't. I win. Chargo said, what you got? The other boy said, I got a pair of deuces and a razor. Chargo said, you sure does win. Boy, how come you were so lucky?
And now, folks, some people may get tired of singing, but Rasta sings every day.
Every day I'll fall in love all over again with you. I'll never let our love grow. I'll always keep it new. And every day I'll let you know that my Valentine is you. We'll live the sweetest story told, like honeymooners do. And each thing I do, I'll do to prove to you that romance never will die. It may be a word or a sigh, a gift that I'll bring. And as the years go by, every day I'll fall in love all over again with you. I'll never let our love grow. I'll always keep it new.
I just happen to remember something. That 30 days will be gone before we know it. And we ain't notified the lawyer yet that we found Miss Betty.
Hey, that's right, Dad. We've been so excited since Betty came back that we forgot all about notifying the lawyer.
That's true, Sonny. I'll send him a telegram right away.
Do you know where the lawyer is, Dad?
Well, he said he was going to Mexico City. I'll wire him there.
Well, where would Betty have to go to claim her fortune, Dad?
Well, I don't know. She may not have to go anywhere. The lawyer may come to her.
Will she get it all in cash, or do you suppose some of it'll be in property?
Here now, we're just a-thinking. If we couldn't locate the lawyer and he'd give up trying to find Miss Fitty and go ahead and turn the money over to charity or keep it himself, wouldn't that be funny?
Well, Betty wouldn't see anything funny about it.
There ain't no telling. That lawyer may not be trying to find Miss Betty at all. Maybe he'll do all he can to keep from finding her.
Well, he couldn't do that, Sheriff. It wouldn't be honest.
Folks can do most anything if they sought the mind to do it. $50,000 is a powerful loss of temptation. And did you notice a pleased expression on the lawyer's face when you told him that Miss Betty had gone away from home and you didn't know where to find her? Did you see him smile? He didn't seem to make much fuss about it, did he?
No, you're right, Sheriff, he didn't.
Yeah, he didn't put himself out none to look for her. Just went back to the hotel and sat down. Didn't seem to bother him a bit whether he found Miss Betty or not.
Well, Sheriff, if he didn't want to find Betty, he needn't have come to us at all. Why, he didn't even have to tell us about Betty being an heiress.
Yeah, according to law, I reckon he had to do that. But you notice he took pains to wait until the last month to notify Doc and to start searching for Miss Betty. Reckon he was just hoping he wouldn't find her so he could do just what he wanted to with the $50,000.
Oh, don't let Betty hear you say that, Sheriff. You know, you said we never got our reward money, but we did.
Yeah, you never would have got it if I hadn't been such a good detective and put up such a battle for you. But they knew when Sheriff Ebenezer Velvet Bottom made a claim, he meant business.
Well, there may be some truth in what you say, Sheriff. I'll go and wire the lawyer right now.
Ask him to answer your telegram at once, Dad.
You ought never to have let that lawyer get out of your sight in the first place. You should have made him come along with you and help you look for Miss Betty. More than likely, he just wanted to get away from you so as he could hide. He figured that he had done his duty when he told you that Miss Betty was a heiress, and he knowed that he'd get his share of the fortune.
You mean you think we'll never hear from that lawyer again? Even if Dad wires him and tells him that Betty's been found?
Yeah, Doc can send him a telegram if he wants to, but I'll bet you never hear from that lawyer again. And what's more, I'll bet old True Love again a bottle of your tonic and toner that Miss Betty don't never get her $50,000.
Oh, Sheriff.
The sheriff is certainly consoling, but you never can tell. He may be right. Wouldn't it be terrible if Betty did lose her inheritance? All we can do is just wait and watch for results. There is an important message to be delivered to Doc very soon, but I'm not allowed to tell you just now what the message will contain. But be sure that you tune in for the next episode.